FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
And a good morning. Right now the time is 8:12. Temperature outside is holding at 78 degrees. Our guests today, the Gravel Road Gypsies, and they include Davey Sevier, Rob Joyner, Jenna Willis, Bob Pretty, and Bernie Steen. And Jenna, you're going to, I guess, let us know what's going on tonight. You got a big production going on this evening.
We do. We're excited. We're playing on the square tonight for the Friday Night Live. We go on at 6:30, and we just hope everybody comes out and joins us. It's going to be a great time.
And how late do these concerts usually last?
I think it's over at 9:30,
right? 9:30, that's right, 9:30.
So 6:30 to 9:30 on the square this evening.
Yes.
Sounds good. Well, let's hear some music. Gravel Road Gypsies, I'm ready to hear something. That was great. Now, Jenna, you told me about a special event that's coming up here fairly soon, the Music Fest. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, we've got our show tonight, of course, on the square. Excited about that. And then our next gig is August 11th. It is a benefit for Friends Sport, which is a local charity. But that one's in Nashville, but we encourage everybody to come to that as well.
So how did the Gravel Road Gypsies get started?
I'm going to let Rob answer that because he's responsible.
Well, a couple of us go to the same church, and there was a talent show and chili cook-off that they had asked me to be in charge of, and we were kind of running low on acts, and so a few of us knew each other and knew that played music, and so we all got together just to, as I guess, kind of as a filler for the talent competition. We enjoyed doing it, and then we decided, well, maybe we'll carry this out a little further. And then after that, my brother, was having a big birthday and said, you ought to bring your band up to Illinois and play for my birthday party. And so anyway, that's what really kind of got us focused in more, because we certainly didn't want to travel 6 hours and embarrass ourselves. So anyway.
We had to practice.
Yeah, so we practiced. And anyway, if he's out there, he's a little bedridden today, so we'll give him a shout out. But yeah, we had a great time with that and came back and just started playing more regularly and been going, I guess, about a year and a half now.
So where do you usually play?
Well, we play Coaches, Bunganut Pig, played at Ahart's Pizza one time.
Nobody's, just all
around town. We've done some private parties and business functions and things like that.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a great time. We have a lot of fun.
Well, let's hear another song.
All right, we're going to do a little Preacher Man here for you.
All right.
Two, three.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy was busy, he would come along. When they gathered and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Up through the backyard we'd go walking. They looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only boy who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Get away, I guess, and not the only boy who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, ooh, yes, he was. How well I remember the look that was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make time.
Again, our guests today, the Gravel Road Gypsies, Davey Seaver, Rob Joyner, Jenna Willis, Bob Pretty, and Bernie Steen, all part of the Gravel Road Gypsies. Obviously, you guys have been playing for a long time, maybe not together, but where did all of y'all get your start?
We've been playing music for years, all of us in various ways, just different places.
Yeah, I kind of got started. Our neighbor used to live in Baton Rouge, and our neighbor took lessons from a guy, and my mom started taking lessons from him. And it's kind of funny because he lived on the wrong side of the tracks, and so she'd go over there and take lessons, and he always locked the door. Of course, my dad said, you better be able to play guitar after 6 months of this. But long story short, my mom would bring her stuff home, and I would practice on her guitar, and before long, she kind of passed the torch over to me, and I took lessons for a while and pretty much been doing it. That's probably fourth or fifth, sixth grade, something like that.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And everybody else, have y'all been playing since fourth and fifth grade as well, or...?
Yeah, I've been playing since junior high school. Been playing for about 30-something years, and played in a lot of different bands. Played in Nashville for a long time, and loving what I'm doing right now.
Now, does everybody go to First Presbyterian, or how is that divided up there?
Everybody but Bob.
We have a token Methodist.
There has to be one in every band, doesn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're reformed.
Now, you guys, again, are going to be performing tonight, 6:30 on the local square. What side of the courthouse will you be on, the front side or the back side?
Well, the southeast corner.
The southeast corner. Okay, so it's
Shacklett Big B.
Across from Shacklett's Photography.
Gotcha. You got a big stage set up. I haven't
Shacklett Photography.
Shout out for Shacklett.
I haven't been
all your photography needs.
Is a stage already set up?
No, they had a. We drove by on the way here. They had about 30 orange cones out there, so it looks like they were getting ready to get ready.
So they're ready. It's a big stage too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's nice. It's gonna be a good deal. I'm just glad David knew his directions out there because you had stumped us asking us what side of the courthouse it's on. But yeah, it's a nice setup, and it's a great time. People come out and bring lawn chairs and dance, and everything around the square stays open late, restaurants and all the shops, and so it's a good way to spend a good time in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, make a night out of it.
And it's all due to Main Street Murfreesboro, who put it on, and Concert Productions, who handle all the logistics and equipment and stage and things, and we just couldn't do it without them. So we really are indebted to those guys for plugging us and getting us on the stage. We're really looking forward to it.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is the last band of the year, of the summer.
No, I believe there's one more. I believe there's a September show. Absolutely. So okay. If you don't catch us, we hope you come out tonight. But if you can't make it, there's always September.
Always September.
Says.
Okay, so one more group, one more night after this one.
That's right. We'll have to check the website to see who it is.
And Scott, we can't forget that tonight we are also being sponsored by First Bank of McMinnville and Murfreesboro. So they are underwriting some of the cost of this production tonight, and along with Main Street, they get a sponsor each month. So we'd be remiss if we didn't mention them. We're just really looking forward to it.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it as well. So let's hear another song.
We have before we start that, we have an honorary Gravel Road Gypsy with us that plays with us from time to time. Just got back from the beach, and he's the heart of the Caribbean soul for us, and he's going to join us on a little bit of a steel drum for this one. This is Mr. Randy Smith with us.
Sounds good.
Days when the rains came down in a hollow, playing the new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog. Oh, our hearts were thumping, you, my brown eyed girl. Whatever happened, Tuesday was so slow. Going down the old line with a transistor radio. Standing in sunlight lap, high mind rainbow ball. Slipping and sliding, yeah, all along the waterfall with you. My brown eyed girl. So hard for me to find my way now that I'm on my own. Saw you just the other day. Oh my, how you have grown. Cast my memory back there long. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love with green grass or behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl.
The Gravel Road Gypsies. Right now the time is 8:27. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll hear some more music. But right now we're going to take a break for the news and also for the traffic that comes your way next on WGNS.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
The election results continue. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. State Senator Jim Tracy defended his seat in a landslide over challenger Matt Randolph and says the focus now turns to jobs.
Jobs are really, really important. Rutherford County is ahead of the other two counties as far as the economic situation. Of course, everything really revolves around jobs. I've always been involved in education with MTSU and with our technology centers. I think we're going to concentrate more and more on making Tennessee a more business-friendly state. Businesses will want to come here so we can retain the business we have and also make education, K through 12 and higher ed, work towards that level. I think in the future that's what you're going to hear about, because businesses want to move here where they have a quality work.
Richard Garvin also conceded to Dawn White, who has won the primary for the Tennessee House 37th Representative District and will go on to face Robert New in the general election November 6th.
Just absolutely humbled, shocked is a good word, with those percentages. It's just been overwhelming. There's just no words to describe it, really. It's been a wonderful experience. We have met so many wonderful people throughout this journey, and just getting out and meeting people, it's just been a real joy.
All the election results you can handle on our website, WGNSradio.com. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center. I'm brought across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Dr. Mark Kester has treatment options to get you better faster and keep you better longer. Call 895-1253 for your free consultation. The mother of those two children found dead in Smyrna Thursday afternoon, charged with two counts of especially aggravated child abuse. Charged in the deaths, 25-year-old Samantha Harper, being held under a $250,000 bond. Her children, ages 2 and 3, died of heat stroke after getting trapped in the family car. This is WGNS News.
When I was 9 years old is when I started working with my dad in a little meat and three restaurant.
We're talking with Jim Demas.
What's interesting is that I didn't like working in the restaurant. I can still remember today when I told him, Dad, this business is not for me.
Demas Restaurant is a real family business.
But then getting back into it again, it's been a wonderful trip. And it was especially wonderful when we were able to come to Murfreesboro.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have one accident in the clearing stages. It's in the parking lot now. They pulled over into the parking lot at the Waffle House there on South Church. So that is going to be a bit of a rubbernecking problem, but not going to be a major congestion problem because it is kind of out of the way. We've got congestion, though, on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Still dealing with a multiple vehicle accident on I-24 West going into downtown Nashville around the Bell Road exit. Stop at Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring, 251-5384. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
That update brought to you by Motel 6. After 50 years, Motel 6 is still saving people more for what they travel for. Book at motel6.com. They'll leave the light on for you.
This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got some great new drum kits in stock from Ludwig and Gretsch, which are two of the great American drum companies that date back into the 1800s. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great line of accessories, guitar amps, Black Star amps, Marshall and Vox, complete line of accessories, PA, equipment, rentals. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM-FM is everywhere you need us to be.
And a good morning to you. Right now the time is 8:32. Temperature outside holding at 78 degrees. Our guest today, the Gravel Road Gypsies, and they're going to be performing tonight at 6:30 on the local square. And the group is made up of Davey Seaver, Rob Joyner, Jenna Willis, Bob Pretty, and Bernie Steen. And from what I understand, they're ready to take some phone calls, 893-1450. So if you have a question for them, feel free to call in. Again, that number, 893-1450. Gosh, what kind of questions should be asked?
Clean ones.
Clean questions.
Questions we know the answers to.
Yeah.
No math.
No math questions, huh?
If I was a tree, what kind of tree would I be?
Let's go ahead and take a call. Our number again, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know if the steel drum player's married, because I really like the steel drum.
Happily married.
Darn.
Wow. It's always the steel drum player that gets the chicks.
Let's try another call. Good morning.
On his hands.
You're on WGNS. Go ahead. Well, that one hung up on us. Let's try this one here. Good morning.
First time.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Sarah Beth, and I wanted to say hi to my daddy, Bob Pretty.
Aww.
I love you, Daddy.
He didn't have headphones on, but I'll speak on behalf of Bob. He loves you too, and you're a great daughter.
Oh. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Our number again, 893-1450. And again, you guys are going to perform tonight, 6:30 on the local square. This is part of a series of concerts that Main Street puts on every summer. And you say there is going to be one more concert in September, but you guys are playing tonight.
Right. That's our understanding about September. Yeah, and we are definitely there tonight and real excited about it. And usually draws a real good crowd. People have a lot of fun, so we're looking forward to having fun also.
Sounds good. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I was just listening and enjoying the music, and I wondered how they got their name.
How did you get your name?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good question.
It took a little while.
Yeah.
Well, I think originally it came about because Rob and I actually live out in Rockvale, a little more rural area, not together. We actually have separate families, but we both live off gravel roads, and then I think we started talking about that, and then different things came about, and I don't know, we just kind of tossed it around, and once we said Gravel Road Gypsies, it just kind of stuck. We really liked it.
Well, that sounds good enough to me. Gravel Road Gypsies. So it started out in Rockvale, you say?
that's where we live.
Let's take
it's
another
really
world
happening
headquarters.
Out there. Yeah, that's the world headquarters.
Yes.
It's Rockvale is the place to be.
Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, I'd just like to give a shout out to Jenna and the guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I already got my GRG shirt on, and I'll be out there supporting you tonight. These guys put on a fantastic show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, wear your GRG shirts if you got them. If you don't have them, we have more for sale tonight. They're the hottest thing in town, I've heard.
Oh, are they? Good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling. We'll head to line three. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, I just like to give a shout out.
Yeah. Can't hear you real well. Try that again.
I think
something's wrong with her phone. She said she has a T-shirt on, though, a Gravel Road Gypsy T-shirt on.
I think it's the delay. It sounds like the radio. Love what we just said.
It does sound like it. All right, well, thank you for calling. And good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Yourself?
Doing good.
I'm just calling to see if any of these people have any football allegiances.
Yeah, we are all major LSU Tiger fans in the band. Yeah, we got Tennessee people, Vanderbilt people, USC people, Western Kentucky, believe it or not, as a member here, and then, of course, LSU.
And the big blue, MTSU.
Yes,
of course. Yeah, gotta mention.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm getting a delay. Hey, I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, hey. I recognize that voice. That's my uncle. I gotta say thank you, because he is the person who gave me my first guitar. That sort of struck a love of music.
You must be listening online. I guess that would explain the delay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to wish y'all well in your concert tonight. Hope it goes great. Wish I could be there.
Yeah, me too.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for calling this morning.
Okay, they need to come to North Carolina, though.
Need to come to North Carolina.
We will travel.
All right.
All right, thank you for calling this morning. We'll head to line two. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
And your guest there? Yeah, we're just wondering where you get your songs. Y'all write them, or do you take songs from other people, or, you know, just sing what other people's done the song?
Yeah, pretty much everything we do is other people's songs. We try to pick songs that people know and people enjoy, and try to cover a wide range of styles and genres. Genre, that's the fanciest word I'll use while I'm here today. We try to play something that, you know, people younger than us will like, and people older than us might know a song or two also.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Okay. Bye.
Well, let's hear another song.
All right.
Scott, we might add that, we do other songs. We are a cover band primarily, but we do them our way with a little twist in there. So
with a Gravel Road Gypsy twist.
It's got a little gravel road to it, so adds a little coloring to it.
Southbound train, hey, mama, rock.
from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee, and I gotta get a move on before the sun. Give my baby call of my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and rain. Rock me, mama, like the southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
I didn't have my microphone on. Sounds great. The Gravel Road Gypsies. So do you write any of your own music, or is it usually cover music?
Well, I mean, I do. I've done some songwriting and actually put a CD out a while ago. But this group in particular, just we do cover songs. So we enjoy just, you know, going out and playing and doing things that people really enjoy, love to dance to. And can recognize and can sing along to. We always encourage a lot of dancing and singing, and we try to have a great time.
Let's take another phone call. Our number is 893-1450, and good morning. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just wondering if they have day jobs.
Do you have day jobs?
Well, we're musicians. Of course we do.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to hang up and listen.
I hung up too quickly. So what kind of day jobs do you have?
Well, let's see. We've got, I do web design and graphic design, and Rob is an insurance agent, and David works for the state of Tennessee. So does Bob, actually. Good government jobs there. And Bernie works for Middle Tennessee Electric. And
I've been in aviation for 30 years.
And Randy's in aviation. So, yeah, we kind of just, yeah. But we've all done music, you know, throughout our lives. I've always had a job, and then did music at night or on the weekends or, you know, whatever. So I think when you have that love, you just do that.
Yeah. Let's take another phone call. Again, our number, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Go ahead. You're on the air. I guess we got somebody who's scared to talk. Our number, again, 893-1450. Feel free to call in if you have anything that you want to ask, I guess, to the Gravel Road Gypsies. They'll be happy to answer it for you. You want to do another song?
Yeah. You know, it's, what is it, 8:45? We usually are a lot better at 8:45 p.m. than 8:45 a.m., but I think we're getting warmed up now. We've played this early. We just never started this early.
That's right.
All right. Getting organized here.
1, 2, 3. On sponge cake, watching the Sunday, all these tourists they covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smelling shrimp and never getting bored. Wasted away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar song. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's nobody's fault. Here all season, got nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. It's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How they got here, I haven't a clue. Wasted away. mop, stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. There's booze in a blender, soon it will render. That frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasted away again in margaritas, searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's all my fault. Yes, and some people blame that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's all my fault.
The Gravel Road Gypsies. Right now the time, 8:48. We'll take another phone call. Our number again, 893-1450. Good morning. Thank you for calling this morning. What can I do for you this morning? How are you?
Great. We're listening to WGNS through the iPhone app this morning, and we were wondering what band practices were like for the Gravel Road Gypsies.
Oh, a highly, highly organized operation. Yeah. We actually practice at my house, which my family always enjoys, and we all meet up there usually about 5:30, 6 o'clock after work, and work as long as we need to and have a good time. That's the main thing this is all about.
How often do you have to practice?
Well, at least once a week. Sometimes, just depends on what we have coming up. Sometimes more often than others.
We've really prepared for this one.
Yes. Yes, right. We have worked hard for this one. Also, if we put new songs in and things like that, we have to put more time in on it.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good.
I would like to say that I'm a big GRG fan, and I have a couple questions for him. I was wondering about the post-party, if there's going to be anything going on after that. Also, how I would be able to get backstage passes.
My understanding is there's a lot of people going to coaches after the program is over tonight, as far as post-party.
Okay. Yeah, come on and join us.
Will there be an encore performance at coaches?
Well, I don't know if they're ready for that or not.
Probably going to be a band at coaches. So
yeah, there may be.
We will
whistle them off the stage.
Yes, we'll go from the stage to the audience real easy at 9:30.
No backstage access?
If you can work your way through our muscled up security guards, we'd love to see you back there.
Okay, awesome. I'll see y'all tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, man.
Our number is 893-1450. Again, that's 893-1450. Now today you played about 5 songs for us. How many songs do you typically play at a concert?
35 to 38 songs.
Golly.
It depends on how long the show is, you know. But, yeah, we've done 3.5-hour shows before, so. Yeah.
That's a lot of practice,
It's a lot of playing, yeah, but it's fun.
I mean, you got to really practice for hours in order to build up to that, I would guess.
Yeah, and one thing, you know, we've got a catalog of songs that we know much more than the 35 to 38. But what we try to do is select songs that are appropriate for the venue we're playing and the crowd that we're playing.
So tonight, all songs about drinking and partying. And
no, actually, we've cut back a little bit.
We may tone it down a bit tonight. Yeah.
However, the intensity and energy of the show will still be full speed ahead.
It will be.
Do you want to do one more song, or have you got one more song that you practiced?
Well, you know what? We don't want to take the lid off of too many songs before tonight.
Yeah, let's throw one in.
All right. Okay.
You don't have a cake?
No. Oh well.
Oh,
we're trying. We're trying to think. There's, you know, most of the stuff we do is pretty rocking, so with the full band sound. So, being acoustic is all right. Okay. Well, they're saying we can try to pull another one off here acoustically.
Yes, we're usually electric, but being acoustic this morning, we have some limitations.
And the sign said, "Long-haired hippie people need not apply." took my hair up under my hat. I went in to ask him why.
He said, "You look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do." So I took off my hat. I said, "Imagine that. Me working for you." Oh, signs, signs everywhere to sign. Looking at the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs?
And the sign said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right
put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell it to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Signs, signs everywhere to sign, liking at the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read the signs?
Gravel Road Gypsies performing tonight at 6:30 on the local square. The group is made up of Davey Seaver, Rob Joyner, Jenna Willis, Bob Pretty, and Bernie Steen. And we have a phone call that's been hanging on during the entire length of that song. So let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. I was wondering what there's a famous song that who's your favorite artist?
Who is your favorite artist?
Well, we all kind of have different ones, and I think that is really what makes the band work. I'm more into things like Southern Rock and Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Todd Snyder. Jenna, what do you like?
I like everything, but I like a lot of Southern Rock, but also, Sheryl Crow, The Pretenders. I like some of the newer stuff like Maroon 5 and stuff like that. So I really like it all, to be honest. Bernie, you want
to? I kind of like rockabilly and, of course, British rock and roll, British pop. That's what I cut my teeth on. So locally, people like Webb Wilder, Bill Lloyd, folks like that. Obviously, Beatles music is timeless and the Rolling Stones. So we got a little dose of the Stones in our show tonight. So come out.
For me, it's Bruce Springsteen and Hank Williams.
That's an interesting combination there.
Okay. Now David's going to tell us about a bunch of people you've never heard of before.
We all appreciate anything that's done well. Whoever it is, whatever the style, that's something we like and try to do with us. I think we all like to hear things that you don't necessarily hear on the radio. Yeah. Or if you do hear it, it's way down on the left end of the dial, if you get my point. That stuff that's not getting a whole lot of commercial traction in terms of airplay, but it's still interesting and good creative songwriting, and that's really what we try to bring too.
It sounds great. Again, the group, the Gypsy Gravel Road Gypsies, are going to be performing tonight at 6:30 on the local square. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's great being here. Thank you for having us. It's going to be fun for all ages. I hadn't seen my kids in about 10 days. They've been with their grandparents. So, Blake and Courtney, y'all come on home, and we're going to have a good time tonight.
And they'll be at the concert, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. The Gravel Road Gypsies, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Maybe you need a new mattress. You can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
We still have that situation on I-24 with multiple vehicles involved. I-24 West at Bell Road clearing that.